Morning News starts right now.
Filling in for Andrew today. He will be back tomorrow. So I want to let you know about a couple of things, a couple scams to let you know about. First one is fairly local. Over in Daphne, the police over there are warning residents of a door-to-door scam where apparently these scammers are going door-to-door offering landscaping in the form of pine straw for your flower beds. Hey, we'll put pine straw in your flower beds. Okay. Big popular landscaping option for the area. Well, apparently they offer a reasonable price, but when the work is done, they demand much more than what they quoted you. And of course, I'm sure they give all kinds of excuses like, we stepped on an anthill and we got bit, and so now we got to charge you double. Something like that. And I'm pretty sure that's exactly how the scammers talk. And then they put the pine straw out there. And apparently they are targeting senior citizens when they're doing this. I guess that's because if they targeted somebody like me or Candy, they would
we'd hand them their butt.
They would get an earful
that's
afterwards.
Right.
Or, yeah, an earful or a foot right up the rear. And so they try to target a group of citizens who are less likely to push back on their price gouging. So if that's happening over in Daphne, you can be sure it's going to start happening over this way as well. And so it's unfortunate when they start targeting senior citizens like this. And I mean, it does seem like kind of a weird one because you just be like, so how much are you going to do? $150. All right, fine. Go ahead. And they come back and it's $450. Actually, we need you to pay us $450. Oh yeah. I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I'll
right.
pay $150. And they're like, no, we already put the straw down. It's $450. Then go get your straw. Take it back up.
That's right.
Have a nice day. Like, it seems like a terrible scam.
It's a horrible scam.
Then go get your straw. It's your straw. Like, it's harder work to pick up the straw than it was to put it down.
That's
so
right.
You've kind of put yourself in that situation. In fact, you know what? Instead of $150, it's now $75.
Yeah, right. Turn the scam around.
Bucks.
Turn that scam
yeah, exactly.
around.
Do, do, do.
That's right.
It's just not it's not good. Well, oh well. Nobody said scammers are always the smartest
yeah,
of the individuals.
True.
Although, here we go. The Florida COVID-19 Fraud Task Force has been underway. They have already prosecuted 67 defendants. And they've got another 30 that they're looking to go after,
mm-hmm.
something like that. They're still waiting to prosecute. Oh my goodness. So these are people who took those PPP loans and other COVID related loans. And here's a couple of examples of what they've prosecuted thus far. A person from Jacksonville, he was a former Jacksonville Sheriff's Office Corrections Officer.
Oh man.
He's charged with wire fraud. He applied for the Paycheck Protection Program to get a loan for his babysitting business that did not exist. He did not have a babysitting business. He's just like, wait, you're giving money to people who have businesses? Let me go ahead and just say that I've got one right now. Yeah, that's...
I should have paid more attention when this was going on. I could also have a babysitting business.
Exactly.
And be in jail.
Easily could have babysitting.
Right. I'd be caught. Guess what I did? I stole money.
Yeah.
Man, what an idiot.
That's exactly. What did you do during the pandemic? I stole money from the government.
We both know I would. Bobby, let me show you how I do it. Check this out.
Yeah.
I would. I'd be
exactly.
caught. But man, that's silly.
Here's another one.
Awful.
A married couple got PPP loans and economic injury disaster loans. It came up to $2.14 million. I would be afraid to even apply for $2.14 million.
Okay,
even if I deserved
right?
it.
Well, yeah.
I'd be like,
Well, and at the time they didn't know it was going to get forgiven if it was going to. You know what I mean? They have to pay
right.
back $2 million.
No, because that was the thing. They knew if you showed that you retained employees, then it would be forgiven. That was kind of the thing. So people were like, sweet, that's free money. And so this couple got $2.14 million instead of actually having, you know, paying their employees and stuff. They went out and got luxury items like luxury pontoon boats. That's boats with an S. Real estate in Indiana, jewelry, household furnishings and other upgrades for the house, and two dogs.
So, with millions? Man.
They must have went and got some of those custom designer dogs.
That's what I'm saying. They clearly shopped and did not adopt.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
My goodness.
Another example. Actually, first, let's get traffic on the fives, then I'll give you the last example.
Oh, sure. This is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. They're on Beverly Parkway. And again, Fairfield, right near the Pace intersection. They've been doing construction in the right lane eastbound of Fairfield, across from the food places, the Wendy's, Whataburger, Crystal, right near the sheriff's station. Now, it is backing up way past Waterfront Rescue Mission and Family Dollar, almost back to W, as people are just kind of zipping in and just trying to go down Fairfield eastbound. But the right lane is backed up again. So, traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The last example of one of the 67 defendants that the Florida COVID-19 Fraud Task Force has busted and prosecuted, a Fort Myers man. He got PPP loans for up to $2.1 million. He funneled the money into a secret account after the loan was approved. Then $700,000 was used to buy a 40-foot pleasure boat. That sounds very... Why can't I just call it a 40-foot boat? Why
is it a pleasure boat? Okay. I know, right? It's gotta be a pleasure versus boat. A work boat. I don't know.
Oh, I
guess. I have no idea.
So,
I don't
know. A 40-foot work boat versus a 40-foot pleasure boat versus a 40-foot miserable boat.
That's right.
I got to. What did you spend your money on? I bought a 40-foot miserable boat. Why did you get that instead of the pleasure boat? Ah, I'm a pessimist.
I know.
Glass is half empty.
That's right.
All right. He spent $55,000 to buy a horse.
Oof.
And my goodness, like the things that some of these people bought. I saw another case where this guy bought a Lamborghini and traveled to Europe during COVID with his PPP money. That's what he did. I guess he was like, no crowds. Everybody's indoors. So let me go check out the sights. Oh, boy.
People scam. After Ivan happened, everybody was getting all this Red Cross money in town. And I mean, I can't even tell you how many people I saw with like the new Coach bags and wallets and stuff like that. It's like, I didn't even get any of that money. It's like, and people are just blowing it like it was, you know, McGuire's. Somebody spent their whole check, which I get. I love McGuire's.
It's what they try to do, at least. Yeah. And in this case, at least 67 people busted. And like I said, about 30 other people that are looking to do it. They said this task force has defendants who have fraudulently accessed anywhere from $10,000 for up to $10 million. Wow. One of the individuals has received an 11-year term in federal prison. That's how egregious their fraud was over the PPP loan. Sheesh. In case that person didn't like being locked down, they're going to be locked down a lot longer now. In other news, Disney's CEO. So Disney started to tank a little bit. So they brought back their old CEO, Bob Iger. Bob Iger had a retreat with the shareholders, their annual retreat. And he was reporting to CNBC kind of some of the things that came up. One of which was this. He says that, after coming back, I realized the company is facing a lot of challenges, some of them self-inflicted. So to alleviate some of the self-inflicted pressure, he explained that Disney is going to be expansive in its thinking about traditional TV, leaving the door open to a possible sale of the networks, which, if you don't know, Disney owns ABC and ESPN. So basically some of their self-inflicted problems, he believes, is handling of their TV business. And they're open now to possibly dumping them. Now, he did say later in the interview, when it comes to the ESPN property, that they're open to finding a strategic partner which could create some sort of joint venture for ESPN. So they may not get rid of that completely, but it looked like ABC is definitely on the table to go ahead and sell it. So be interesting to see what happens with that and Disney. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. We're going to get a quick break. We come back here, we'll get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. And I do want to talk a little bit, if I had time, I do want to talk a little bit about the presidential candidates on the Republican Party on and how much their fundraising has come up to for the second quarter. I've got the numbers of that coming up next as well.
What would you think of a car mechanic that when you took your car in to see him said, you know, I don't think you really need to fix this right now. It's going to be fine. I mean, it seems counterintuitive that somebody try to talk you out of doing business with them, but at least you'd know they were honest. You would know that they were telling you for sure what was right. So what about a realtor who tells you maybe sometimes it's better not to buy or it's better to keep renting? May seem counterintuitive, but it does happen. I know because I watched Christina Leavenworth make a video about this just recently where she said, you know, there are some circumstances where it actually makes more sense for you to rent. And then she went through and listed all of them. And the point of that is simply this. Why would a realtor try to talk you out of buying a home unless she was always just passionate about giving you the best information for whatever your circumstance is? See, that's the Christina Leavenworth that I know. You can always count on her to give you the straight answer, even if it's counterintuitive or something that doesn't like personally benefit her, because she just wants to see everybody get the best advice. So when it comes to buying or selling a home, I mean, you just can't do any better than that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, Escambia. Today, we're talking trash, specifically bulk waste.
Starting July 1st, 2023, bulk waste service will be calling for pickup. You can schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included and no additional charge.
You may schedule a free bulk waste pickup or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee by calling customer service at 850-476-0480. Check out ecua.fl.gov for more information.
Know what to throw, 850.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is proud to bring Sportsman's Night Out back and bigger than ever. Join us as we welcome the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker to the Pensacola Bay Center on August 3rd. You could win a camper from Carpenter's Campers, Kubota tractor from Coastal Machinery, a HVAC system from Florida Air, and more. It'll be an incredible night for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you August 3rd at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. And right now it's already 79 degrees here in the area. So it's warming up pretty quickly. Going to be a high of about 89. And there is, looking at the ThreatNet radar, got a pretty good chance of a pop-up thunderstorm right around 11 o'clock today. So between 11 and noon, you can expect some rain, but then it'll drop right off and shouldn't really have anything the rest of the day. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. This is brought to you by expresspros.com. And just taking a look around, there's a couple of things. Autumndale Drive, Springview Court, Summerdale Boulevard, and Milton. Still showing a possible partial roadblock in that area. And then very, very tight up on Fairfield. If you're going eastbound this morning, kind of near the sheriff's office, the bus, the transit complex, and the Waterfront Rescue Mission thrift store, completely backed up because they're doing the construction eastbound. Just after you go through Pace Boulevard, so it's down to one lane on Fairfield there, so it's backed up almost to W. Again, that's if you're going eastbound. 437-1620 if you have those traffic tips. And Express Employment Professionals has put more than 10 million people to work in the last 40 years in all types of industries. You can find your next job at expresspros.com. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go over to David Wayne over the newsroom. David?
Well, today is the deadline if you have not claimed a tax refund from 2019. The IRS says you have to file the return for your 2019 taxes by the end of the day today. The IRS says the average unclaimed refund was actually about $900, and an estimated 1.5 million taxpayers apparently have not gotten their refunds from then. A man accused of fatally shooting four people in Georgia was killed after a manhunt. Authorities made that announcement yesterday. They said, quote, the monster is dead. The suspect was accused of killing three men and one woman in Hampton, Georgia. That's about 30 miles south of Atlanta. And the first electric pickup truck from Tesla has officially now rolled off the assembly line. The Cybertruck was originally planned to go into production in late 2021. Of course, there was a series of issues that led to a delay on that. The truck has kind of a wedge shape and a stainless steel body, and now it'll allow the company to compete in the electric pickup truck market. Not sure how much of a market there is for those, but they can compete in it.
It's ugly. If you haven't seen the Cybertruck, it's ugly. I don't know why they would, like, okay, come out with a truck. That's fine. Like, do it. Like, there's a demand. I mean, Rivian is doing pretty good. You're seeing more and more Rivian trucks on the road, even here in the Pensacola area, but Rivian looks like a truck.
Oof.
The Cybertruck looks like it belongs on the moon, like it's some sort of moon rover or something. And I just don't see it flying.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. It looks like a weird, like, it kind of wants to be a DeLorean kind of look.
Like
a moon rover.
Yeah, a DeLorean moon rover had like a love affair.
It's like a triangle car. That's awesome.
That's
strange.
It's horrible.
Where do they even get truck out of this? I guess it does have a bed, doesn't it?
It does have a bed. You just can't see the bed on like from the side profile.
What were those mullety cars in the 70s?
El Caminos?
The El Caminos. Yeah, it looks like a space age El Camino.
Okay, that is more like an El Camino than it is a truck. I would definitely take that. Yes, that's a good comparison. So it's like a Moon Rover El Camino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Volkswagen used to have this little boxy, ugly thing in like the 80s, the early 80s?
But they were cute, but yes, they sure
did. The rabbit or the...
No.
No, the little Volkswagen truck.
It was like a little Volkswagen truck thing, yeah. It was weird. Anyway, I don't like the Cybertruck. It's gross. There's who's missing their $900 tax refund? Why and why are they not getting their tax refund? You would think if somebody filed their taxes, they would set up the stuff properly to get the refund. Or is this people who?
Well, this is people who haven't filed yet from 2019. Yeah, so who knows? Yeah,
that's
maybe it's all those illegal immigrants that are no longer in the state that get the Social Security number.
That maybe that's what it is. It's them. I don't know. I just thought that was kind of a bizarre thing. So we have the second quarter fundraising numbers for the Republican presidential candidates. Donald Trump leads with $35 million, followed by Governor DeSantis with $20 million. And then it's a steep drop off all the way down to $7.3 million for Nikki Haley. Then $6 million to Tim Scott. Then it's another big drop off. Ramaswamy has $7.7 million, but $5 million of that is his own money, his personal money. So he only raised $2.7 million. And then Chris Christie, who's only been in the race for about a month, he raised $1.65 million. Mike Pence, only $1.2 million. Then Francis Suarez, the mayor of Miami, brought in $945,000. Asa Hutchinson, $743,000. And Larry Elder, only $467,000.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A key bridge for the Russian military is hit by Ukraine. It links Russia to the Crimean Peninsula. Two people are reported killed. Meantime, Russia suspends a deal allowing Ukrainian grain exports.
The war initially blocked exports from Black Sea ports, so Russian guarantees of safety have been crucial. But now the Kremlin says it's ending its participation in the deal, having claimed for months that its demands on exporting Russian grain and fertilizer hadn't been met. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
There's a train derailment and precautionary evacuations north of Philadelphia. Shana Ferreira with Fox 29.
We're talking about 15 to 20 cars that have been impacted. We were able to confirm that there were some silicone pellets aboard one or at least a few of those derailed cars.
And police say there's no risk from those to the community and report no injuries in the derailment. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. An East Hill building vandalized with graffiti over the weekend. The burnt building currently being renovated as an extension of the East Hill Animal Hospital. It's about a block from their current building on 8th Avenue in Cervantes. The graffiti on the building reportedly including the words white power and a swastika. Crews planning to cover that graffiti up as soon as they can today. There might be an extra cost for ECUA customers that want to recycle here in the future. The News Journal reporting that this move being considered as ECUA is struggling with high contamination rates in recycling collected at the curb. ECUA's executive director, Bruce Woody, telling the Journal they're considering an extra charge for customers that want to continue to have a recycling can. The service has been included at no charge since 2016 for all ECUA customers within county limits that use the utilities trash pickup service. Well, folks that have fallen behind on their utility bills in Century could have an option to avoid getting their power cut off soon. The town's utility department considering a payment plan option that would allow customers to pay half of their overdue balance over up to 6 months. The other half would be due up front to start the payment plan. The town says customers would be limited to two of these plans over 2 years, and the town council will be considering that option at their meeting tomorrow night. Popular restaurant in Gulf Shores caught on fire last night, seeing some reports from WKRG that Bahama Bob's caught on fire. There was heavy smoke and flames seen coming from the building. Gulf Shores Fire and Rescue says that that fire is now under control. Right now, no word on damage there. Some Garcon Point water customers may want to boil their water for a little while. There was a water main break and pressure was lost in the Ventura Estates subdivision, Limit Street, Old Baghdad Highway, Yellow Hill Drive, Pooley and Ellis Street areas. The Garcon Water Point system issuing a precautionary boil order notice until they're able to get a bacteria survey done that shows that that water is safe. Police in Fairhope say a young woman that was reported missing over the weekend was found dead on Sunday. That woman's identity has not yet been released, and police do say that she was last seen walking near a pier on Saturday afternoon. Her body was found near that location. Police say that no foul play is suspected in the case. The investigation is still ongoing. Donald Trump was the overwhelming preference of Republicans at a recent event in Palm Beach County. The Turning Point Action Conference was held over the weekend in West Palm Beach. A straw poll was done to determine the top choice for a Republican nominee for president. The Washington Examiner reporting Trump got 86% of the vote in that straw poll. Businessman Perry Johnson came in second place, had about 8% of the vote, and Governor DeSantis came in third place with just over 4%. Trump and Johnson both spoke at the event. DeSantis did not. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Kind of a backup still. Of course, this is on Fairfield. It's Fairfield eastbound, just past Pace Boulevard, as they're doing construction on that one lane. So it is down to one lane. That's what the tie-up is. But it is backed up all the way to W, just like it has been, like last week. So as they continue that construction. If you have traffic tips, though, text them in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
to be seeing a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. 40% chance of rain overall with a high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. As you go into Tuesday, high near 95 with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, the heat wave continues. Already 83 degrees. That feels like temp up to 90 so far this morning in Pensacola. It's 81 in Gulf Breeze, 81 in Milton as well. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, and of course at this time of the year, cooling obviously is what we're focused on, but look, you want to make sure that you get the right products, you want the right installation, you want to know that it's a 100% satisfaction guarantee and that it's going to be done right the first time. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. They will take care of you. Right now, they have a $1,000 off a whole home generator from Briggs & Stratton, which is, you know, look, we have hurricanes, but we have minor storms, and we have, of course, all this rain means that sometimes the power goes out when it's not a big storm, and you want to be sure you're covered. Free sewer camera inspections, $250 off any repairs that need to be done once they do the inspection. They're hiring in Baldwin County. They're hiring HVAC technicians and plumbers, and they're now serving Baldwin County in addition, of course, to Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, and a large location right here in Pensacola in Ellison Field. Check them out online, Peden, PEADEN.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, head downtown for another Gallery Night Pensacola. Enjoy this fun community events, live music, food, and friends. This month's theme is Sustainable Summer. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Saturday evening at the new Bayview Community Center in East Hill, it's Bands on the Bayou. Ben Lofton and the family takes the stage at 6:30. More at BandsOnTheBayou.com. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
Your money now this morning, a bit of a mixed start when at the opening bell. The Dow down 47, 42 at 34, 461, 61. The S&P 500, though, up 573 at 45, 11, 15. NASDAQ also up 66, 32 at 14, 180.03. The 10-year bond rate up this morning at 3.83%. And gold prices are down 980 at 1,954.60. Our silver prices today at 24.96. A lot to keep an eye out here on for the upcoming week. On the earnings front, things kick into high gear Tuesday with the second quarter financial results due from Bank of America. Wednesday brings reports from Tesla, United Airlines, Netflix, and results of the from American Airlines on Thursday. Today is the last chance for taxpayers to get a tax refund from 2019. The IRS says nearly $1.5 billion in refunds are still unclaimed from 2019, and about 1.5 million taxpayers could still be eligible for a refund. In order to claim that, the return would need to be mailed and postmarked by today. Millions of people have now signed up for accounts on Threads. That's Facebook's new Twitter competing platform. And while some people have already tuned out, it's proven to be a big winner for Facebook.
Engagement is through the roof on Threads as opposed to Twitter.
That is Texas Tech social media researcher Lisa Lowe, and she says the offshoot of Instagram is carving out a niche as a happy place. It is 8:39 at News Radio 92.3, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's frivolous topic is about food. Hostess is beginning to sell a new mashup between Twinkies and Ding Dongs. They call it a Twink Dong. No, they don't. No, I'm just kidding. They don't call it anything. They just call it a mashup. And so what it is it's basically the outside of a Ding Dong. It's shaped like a Ding Dong, but the inside of the, instead of it being a Ding Dong, it's a Twinkie.
So it's a chocolate covered Twinkie.
Yellow cake with the cream.
Cream, eh?
Yeah. So that's the thing. So here's my question: What would be a good mashup of food? It doesn't have to be like snack cake stuff. It could be like Elvis Presley's favorite sandwich, right? Was peanut butter and banana, which is a great. It's a great combination. It's a great mashup. I like having peanut butter and banana every now and then.
Really?
You've not had that?
No, it just sounds disgusting.
Oh, no.
I'm amazing. Not blaspheming the king, but yeah, that just sounds weird. But
yeah, don't blaspheme the king now.
I will not.
Well, if the king did it, you just accept it.
Dude, people will show up and yell.
Comes down to. No, it's good stuff. You can either mash up the banana and the peanut butter and like mix it and you put it on bread, or you just slice banana and put it on top of the peanut butter. Either way, they're good. It's fantastic. It's a great mashup. What are your mashup ideas? Text them 850-437-1620. While you're texting in your ideas and while Candy's thinking of a good mashup,
I know.
Let me read a couple of headlines here real quick. Americans are widely pessimistic about democracy in the United States. 49% believe that democracy is not working well in the United States. Well, that's probably because we have a republic. President Biden, his administration announced on Friday that they will cancel $39 billion in student loans. So this comes about a week after the Supreme Court said that their student loan forgiveness program that he had previously announced would not work, or that was unconstitutional. They've now announced a new plan on Friday. The idea of this one is if you are already under the income-driven repayment plan and you've been paying on that for 20 years, then basically you won't be making any more payments. Those will be forgiven. And then they have some other things they're doing where they're tweaking interest rates in order to show that the amount that you might have paid on interest already can now be applied to principal, things like that. They'll be releasing more details this week. All right. What are some good mashups? 850-437-1620.
That's right. Text them
in. Peanut butter, banana. I go with the king on this one.
Okay. I'll let you have it.
Candy,
I've never tried it.
Do you have a good mashup for us?
Have you ever, I love to make chili, and it's an easy thing. Maybe not in the hot days of summer like this, but somebody told me, and I did not believe him, to throw a piece of chocolate in your chili, and it's delicious. Oh, my God. It changes the flavor.
Really?
Yeah, piece of dark chocolate and chili. I don't want to ruin anybody's chili recipes, but yeah, it sounds weird, but it's really good.
Did you just throw a piece of chocolate like into the whole pot? Of chili
into the whole pot, like, yeah. I don't, and not like a whole Hershey bar, but just like a couple of pieces of like a. I use special dark, and yeah, I can only find them in minis. So like when I do the Halloween stuff, I take out the darks so that when I make chili, I can just. Toss them in there. And something else is like regular salt, table salt on chocolate ice cream, which sounds gross, but it is.
Yeah, that sounds, that does not sound good at all.
It's delicious. Not salt a whole bunch or even in chocolate milk, potato chips on a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, have you opened the right thing. Ah, queso dip and salsa. That is the winning combo.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah. And you know, I also like queso. Like a white queso with guacamole right in the middle. So you just take like a big old dab of guacamole and shove it right in the middle of the white queso. That's a good one.
That pretty is much, a great one.
Almost anything with like queso and salsa, you pretty much can't go wrong with that. That's a pretty good one right there.
I know every time we talk, I'm like, we should do a cruise. We should do this. We need to have like some big news radio Mexican restaurant lunch.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's my new thing. Come on. Everybody, come with me.
Here's another one. Mashup banana pudding with Jif smooth peanut butter. So instead of banana with peanut butter, banana pudding, I would try it. Yeah, because I already like the banana, the peanut butter banana mix. I already like that anyway.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do the banana pudding, yeah, I would try that for sure. There's, I would do that over salt on my ice cream.
I swear to you. Chocolate ice cream.
How?
I don't know.
How can that make it better?
It just does. It brings out the flavor of the chocolate. And like I know I just pretty much eat everything, but that really threw me. There is a place called Bubba's Sweet Shop downtown. I don't know if that still exists. I believe that it does, but they sell candies and stuff like that. And they had salted chocolate. And I thought the same thing. You know, if I'm going to spend $5 on a cone, I don't want it to be gross, but the lady recommended it. And oh my gosh, it is great. It's worth trying to find parking, which
very
says a lot.
Right there.
So it's delicious.
Here's another salt-based recommendation. Salt on watermelon.
No.
See, I have a friend I grew up with that does that all the time. Like, every melon. Watermelon, cantaloupe, anything. They always put salt on it, and I could never try it. I was like, no.
No, same.
That's going to ruin it.
You know who... here's one. I don't mean to call out Andrew McKay, but there's a guy whose initials are Andrew McKay that works here also. He eats watermelon with feta cheese.
What?
Doesn't that sound disgusting? But he swears it's like this, it's some sort of salad thing. I'm like, yeah, okay, great. I thought he was trying to test me. Oh, let's see if she eats it. But yeah, but he swears it's great.
That sounds like some sort of test.
Exactly. It does. Yeah. I would do that in college. No, dude, try bologna.
How much do you trust me?
Yeah, right.
You're like, not enough. Try again.
That's right. Big jerk.
Cheddar cheese melted on apple pie? What?
I have heard that.
I was skeptical, but it's amazing.
Can't bring myself to try it, but
what are some unique mashups that people don't realize would actually be pretty good of food mashups? That's cheddar cheese on apple pie? That'd be an interesting one. Yeah.
I've seen people do that.
I mean, here's the reality. I'm kind of like you, Candy. I will try all of these. Like, I'll try them. It just, on the surface, I'm saying this sounds gross.
It does. God, there's so many great texts. Salted peanuts in your Coca-Cola bottle. That sounds weird, but I know
that's
people that do that.
Weird one.
Yeah, it sounds weird, but it's my husband used to do that. It must be a Southern thing. Yeah. I'm like, that sounds weird, but
salted
people do it. People say it's so
Coke?
Good.
Okay. I haven't heard of that one before. Wow, we're getting a lot of these mashups. Hot dogs dipped in maple syrup. Oh, stop it. No, now you're just messing with us. Gumbo with a dollop of potato salad in the middle.
Yeah. Oh,
actually, that one sounds pretty good.
That does sound pretty good.
Yeah, that one sounds pretty good. I think I'd try that one. Well, here's another one of cheddar cheese. Cheddar cheese slices on brownies. What is it with cheese in the desserts? Cheddar cheese with desserts.
There's a lot of diners that serve apple pie with cheese. I think that's
really?
Weird, too. Yeah, but I've never tried it, but that is a common... semi-common thing, although I've never seen it in life. So
here's another one. My husband puts cheddar cheese on his toast and jam. Oh my goodness. Okay. Something about the cheddar cheese. I've pretty much ignored cheddar cheese as any kind of mashup type of food. So
yeah,
I'm out of that's way out of the bounds for me.
In Canada, there's a dish called poutine. Have you ever heard of this?
Oh, I've heard of poutine.
Okay, it's really good, and they even have poutine trucks like all over Rochester and Buffalo and upstate where I'm from. And it's French fries and cheese curd, and then like a beef gravy.
Yes.
Which might sound weird,
that's
but it's like cheese fries with gravy on it. Yeah, but a pretty good mashup.
Rochester has this restaurant though that has the garbage plate too.
The garbage plate is the best thing I've ever had. It's have you ever had
good.
A garbage plate?
Oh, yes. I've had a garbage plate a couple
times. We should have a garbage plate party.
Yeah.
I know. After we do our... we'll have to have a whole week of food parties, but it's hot dogs and burgers and a chili sauce and french fries and potatoes... no, macaroni salad, right? And then a meat sauce.
Yeah, macaroni salad. Yep.
And it sounds
and
really disgusting.
It's off the grill.
That's right. It's 24/7. These places are open in Rochester. Yeah, it's got to be hot off the grill.
It's the place you go to at 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else is open.
That's right. So, Nick Tahoe's, man.
Like, I'll get a garbage plate.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll read some of these other ones real quick here. Peanut butter and jelly with potato chips inside. Dark chocolate coated fried bacon. Wow. Black pepper on cantaloupe, peanut butter and jelly with dill pickles on it. You guys are crazy. Mac and cheese with buffalo wing sauce. Let's see here. Chicken and cream cheese. Interesting. I used to work with someone that melted American cheese on her glazed donuts. Wow. Grits and salt or grits and sugar. Oh, that's a whole different. That's a whole different.
You're trying to yeah, right. Battle. Why'd you
we
put
don't
sugar
need to
in grits?
Battles right now.
That's right.
Mayonnaise on French fries. Gross. Mac and cheese and tuna. I love it. And then fried okra and blueberry sauce. Actually, I like fried okra with honey. I always dip my fried okra in honey. So, yeah, there you go.
Oh.
I think I accidentally skipped a traffic update. So, Candy.
Oh, I don't think we did.
A traffic update.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. You know, I'm seeing.
We got some stuff going on.
We did get a report that Highway 98 at the 3 Mile Bridge, the General Chappie James Bridge, there is debris in the roadway. So, use caution. It looks like right at the foot of the bridge. So, Highway 98, the 3 Mile Bridge, the General Chappie James Bridge. Again, debris in the roadway, so use caution there. And certainly use caution wherever you are. 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Yeah, got says, not messing with you guys. Hot dogs dipped in maple syrup. Ask the guy at Maynard's Donuts if there's a customer this weekend that did that. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, and I agree with this text here. Just simply no mayo. I put peanut butter on my BLT. No mayo. No.
Oh.
Peanut butter on the BLT.
Okay, well, how many people that texted in this morning are like pregnant? I'm not. I always look it, but yeah, I definitely.
Remember
I just
study
like to
we
eat.
Did last
I'm not...
week we covered that only 15% of Floridians smoke marijuana. I think our text line this morning is showing that it's that's not accurate.
Yeah, you'll eat some crazy stuff with the munchies. There was a guy in college we called Stroman, which is a brand of bread. Because and it wasn't he wasn't in my friend circle, but I had heard this. He lived in the dorms and he got high and ate like a whole loaf of bread. And to this day, they still call him Stroman.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway. Fun times.
That's hilarious.
It is.
All right. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
You know that feeling when the car you drive starts to turn? I don't mean starts to turn in the corner. I mean starts to turn into a car you don't want anymore. Like, you know it's getting to be too long. It's not really doing what it should. You sometimes wonder maybe even whether it's going to work properly, but you're always talking yourself out of replacing it. Well, if that's where you're at, go to Frontier Motors. Look around and see. So here's what's going to happen. You'll go, you'll try a couple of cars, you'll find something that you really love. You might find something that you love a little bit less, and then you have to make a decision, but that's okay. Because in the end, you'll come away with a car that you're happy to drive, and you should be happy to drive your car. You shouldn't be thinking, oh no, is it time? Well, if you're thinking that, it is time. Go to Frontier Motors, check it out, get a new car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
When it comes to Medicare-related plans, one size does not fit all. From plans that help cover out-of-pocket costs to comprehensive plans that include additional benefits and features, you're sure to find an option that fits your healthcare needs and your budget. Listen this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel to hear Ricky Stewart discuss how she can help you make the right insurance choice. That's this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
going to be a high of about 89 today with a chance of thunderstorms. Looking at the threat net radar, right, about 88% chance between 11 and noon today. So it looks like it's getting closer to actually coming to fruition. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
Sure. Debris on the 3 Mile Bridge, the General Chappie James Bridge, showing some debris scattered along it. And then Fairfield still backed up near Pace Boulevard. Of course, they do construction. That is Fairfield eastbound. Across from the food places near the sheriff's station there, because it goes down to one lane. That's where the backup is, but it is backed up to W this morning. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I do want to bring this up here. First of all, I gotta say again, a lot of these food mashups.
Oh God!
I said I was like, I'll try them. I'll try.
Yeah, me either.
No.
Maple syrup on a hot. I'll try it.
There's certain things I would try, but then some of these coming in here, I was like, oh no, now that went too far. So
you're dead to us. Yeah, just kidding.
That being said, I probably still would try it. Just. Under the right circumstances, situation. So, Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, he is trying to change the Pentagon's abortion policy. Kind of. I mean, he would like to change the Pentagon's abortion policy, but he wants Democrats and Republicans to be willing to vote on the policy. And since they're not even willing to vote on it, he is holding up all nominations and promotions in the military. So in the Senate, only one, and all you need is one senator to block everything. Even if all of the 99 are like, yep, let's go for it. If one says no, everything's held up. So this is what happened. Last October, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin issued a new policy that would ensure all troops have access to reproductive health care or abortion. And so the Supreme Court, of course, basically came out and said Roe v. Wade was not the law of the land and therefore could not be enforced as if it was the law of the land. And so Lloyd Austin basically came out and said, look, we're going to make sure all military members have access to abortion. So what Tommy Tuberville wants is the Senate and the House to vote on an abortion policy for the military. In his words, he's not even sure if it would pass. He says, but we need a vote on this policy on the floor. I don't know whether it would pass. It may. I don't care. I just want the American people to have a say in this, not the Pentagon. In other words, he doesn't want the Pentagon making an abortion policy for the military. He feels like the people, or therefore the representatives of the people, should make that. So what is he doing in the meantime? He is blocking all promotions of military members and nominations. So this pertains to 1, 2, and 3-star generals and admirals. This is going to delay the confirmation of the Pentagon's top leaders. For example, U.S. Marine Corps is already without a confirmed leader for the first time in a century. And by law, the current Joint Chiefs Chairman, Army General Mark Milley, will have to step down at the end of September, and the current Army Chief will leave his post in August. So the nominees to succeed them have had hearings, but there was no votes, and there can't be votes until Tommy Tuberville agrees to have one, and he won't do so unless the Senate has a vote on the abortion policy for the military. That's what it's all coming down to. And yes, it's bipartisan criticism of him on this, saying abortion and the military, you know, like you're holding back people's promotions and it's not related to abortion and things like that. And then others are supporting him, saying, hey, look, the military is the one that made this policy unilaterally without people's support, etc. So, hey, Andrew McKay back tomorrow.
Thanks a million, Bobby. We
love
you.
Listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
There's a boil order for Garcon Point water customers also. A building vandalized in the East Hill area. More on